Uvan. Uvaha. Uvan, a common man. Vantatu. Uvalas. Vutlamanam. Not existing in reality. Uvan, as if. Atmanaha. For himself. And yasmat. From anyone else. Satantana, by any means, Samapi, anything, Sahita, at any time, Avastati, Dastakasi, Dastari, taught the Master, Anusavanam, all this is in the time, expanding. Nehati Sayam, very great affection. Antarinam, within oneself. Translation. No one likes to possess anything that is like a will or the wisp, or a flower in the sky. For everyone knows very well that such things do not exist. Then, Lord Rishabdev ruled this planet of Bharatavash. Even common man did not want to ask for anything at any time or by any means. No one ever asked for a will or the wisp. In other words, everyone was completely satisfied, and therefore there was no chance of anyone asking for anything. The people were absorbed in great affection for the king. Since this affection was always expanding, they were not inclined to ask for anything. Perfect. In Bengal, the word Goda Dimba is used, which means the egg of a horse. Since a horse never lays an egg, the word Goda Dimba actually has no meaning. In Sanskrit, there is a word Kapushpa, which means the flower in the sky. No flower grows in the sky. Therefore, no one is interested in asking for Kapushpa or Goda Dimba. During the reign of Maharaj Rishabdev, people were so well equipped that they did not want to ask for anything. They were immensely supplied with all necessities for life due to King Rishabdev's good government. Consequently, everyone felt full satisfaction and did not want anything. This is the perfection of government. If the citizens are unhappy due to bad government, the heads of government are condemned. During these democratic days, monarchy is disliked by the people, but here is an example of how an emperor of the whole world kept all the citizens fully satisfied by supplying the necessities of life and following the Vedic principles. Thus everyone was happy. During the reign of Maharaj Rishabdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Once there was a foolish guru. Now, foolish guru, there cannot be a foolish guru, but someone who posed himself as a spiritual master, who had similarly unqualified disciples. And they were going to look for the Godadimba. The egg of the horse that are looking all over, and finally came to a bush. In this bush there was a pumpkin and kürbis and a hare and harvest. So when they came to when they came close to the look bush, the hare got shocked and jumped out of the bush, and because I don't know how, he moved the pumpkin and the pumpkin rolled down the hill. So the foolish disciples were convinced that a little horse had jumped out of the egg. You follow? If you have a, if you don't look closely, a little hare can look like a little horse, a baby horse. And when they saw this pumpkin, you know, just coming for a short time into their vision, and then rolling off, they were so convinced that the hare was a horse, and this way they're very much an illusion. The next thing they did is they got themselves a pumpkin, and two of them sat on top of the pumpkin in order to ausbrüten the hare, to breed, or I don't know the English word really, to make arrangements that they would get a little baby horse. So this is the example for someone who is in an illusion. The illusion which is described here is the illusion to become happy by sense gratification. Maharaj Rishabdev, during Maharaj Rishabdev's reign, government, the people were not at all interested in sense gratification. They thought it is a will o' the wisp, and that means an illusion. Now, please understand why this is so. When a good king rules, the citizens will be connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And anyone who is connected with Krishna, he can clearly understand what is an illusion and what is a fact. However, someone who is not clearly connected with Krishna has very great difficulties to understand what is what. Only someone who is connected with Krishna has the life and the intelligence and the fall in him. In the Bhagavatam there is a verse which says, from Krishna, from you come the power of seeing. Krishna, from you come the intelligence. Krishna, from you comes the ojasa and tejasa. Ojasa means strength and tejasa means brahminical strength. From you everything comes. So only someone who is genuinely connected with Krishna will be able to overcome the many different illusions which come in the kingdom of illusion. If it is not very easy for a conditioned soul to understand what is what, but someone who is connected has great chance. That's enough. Now I want to make another point. It's a very important point in our lives, and I want to make this point by reading to all of you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can Gaugopal kannst du mal nach oben laufen und mir das Matya Lila vom Chaitanya Charitamrita bringen? Kapitel 16, Vers 64. Ja? In Englisch, ja, ich habe sie in Deutsch, aber wir sind ja gerade in Englisch. Matya Lila, Kapitel 16, Vers 64. Now the point is, how do we as devotees remain connected with Krishna? It is described, Krishna Shakti Vina Nohi Tara Pravatan. Only someone who is empowered by the Krishna Shakti, by the energy of Krishna, can spread the Sankirtan movement. I want to now bring your attention to a point which is very practical. We are discussing right now how we can overcome the powerful influences of illusion, and we heard as an answer that only someone whose vision is connected to Krishna is able to see. That means we must have a mission in our life. Someone who does not have a goal, who doesn't know what he wants to do in the next hour, in the next day, will have difficulties to have this vision which we want to have, this vision free from illusion. In the Padma Puran it is stated, the greatest loss in an individual's life is to forget Krishna, if only for a moment. That's the first thing for someone who wants to change his life into having a mission. He must come to the state of remembering Krishna. If we want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, but we forget the most important ingredient, that is Krishna, our advancement will only be an external show. There is a very interesting purport, actually two interesting purports, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya Lila, chapter 16, text 64, and I want to read this to you. Prati Varsha Nila Chale Tumi Na Asiba Gode Rahimo Raicha Sapala Kadiba. Translation. Here Lord Chaitanya speaks to Nityananda. Don't come every year to Jagannath Puri, but stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire. See, you are now witness of a drama which some of you have created. I knew I had the book, but some one of you went inside the room and just took it for reading. That was a good decision, congratulations, it's important that you read. But the second decision was very bad. We decided to not return the book. Now I have to, you know, anyways, there's always a solution to everything. This is a one-volume solution. I can't understand why you do this, though. It frustrates me greatly that we are so asocial and so unkind. So at 64, this is now the verse. Prativa Shanila Chalit. So do not come to Jagannath Puri every year. Lord Chaitanya speaks to Lord Nityananda, but stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to spread the only medicine effective in this fallen age of Kali, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Following the orders of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri and the devotees were coming to see him. However, the Lord felt that this message must be spread very elaborately in Bengal, and in his absence there was not a second person capable of doing it. Consequently, the Lord requested Nityananda Prabhu to stay there and broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. The Lord also entrusted a similar preaching responsibility to Rupa and Sanatan. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Jagannath Puri, although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone. Does this mean that the Lord was refusing Nityananda Prabhu a fortunate opportunity? No. One who is a faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, it is a greater fortune to carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order than to satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath. Have you noticed this? See, the devotees at that time always wanted to come to Puri to see Lord Jagannath, eat the prasadam of Lord Jagannath, have darshan of him. But here Mahaprabhu makes a point to Lord Nityananda, don't come, execute my mission. And by this execution of the mission, greater benefit is obtained than seeing even Lord Jagannath. This is the point. Very interesting point, isn't it? Preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult throughout the world is more important than staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri for one's own personal satisfaction. Spreading Krishna consciousness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, his sincere devotee must carry out his desire. Priti vite ache jatana gara dadigram savata pachar hoiba moranam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. That will satisfy the Lord. It is not that one should act whimsically for his own personal satisfaction. This order comes down through the parampara system, and the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciple so that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the duty of every disciple to carry out the order of the bona fide spiritual master and spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. So, this is bringing us to a very interesting discussion. The discussion is, how can we be connected to Krishna and the spiritual master? Srila Prabhupada said something very, very interesting. He made the point that a disciple who carries out the order with a loving sentiment to him has always Prabhupada within his heart and is never separated from him. In the concluding words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada speaks about this in great detail. He says, I never had the impression that I was separated from my spiritual master. And I'm sure that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, on this day where the Chaitanya Charitamrita is completed, sees this and is very satisfied with it. And then he speaks of a principle in Krishna consciousness. And he says, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all its parishads means associates, are situating. So we can directly contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master within the heart, If we sincerely follow our mission of service, which is given to us, this is the wonderful secret in Krishna consciousness. There is a machine with you, a receptive machine, and a thanks machine is the Dodge, which can bring you in contact with Krishna and the spiritual master. That is in the heart, in the purified heart, which understands that the mission is more important than one's own ideas of sense gratification. Someone who just does think about this, he will be easily come out of difficulties. We have young devotees amongst us. These young devotees sometimes think, oh, Germany, sweet Germany, I cannot stand you anymore. Or devotees think, oh, my service, non-Heidelberg, so many activities are going on in Heidelberg simultaneously, but I can't identify with any one of them, and so on and so forth. This happens, but just reflect about the mission in your life. And if you don't have a mission of in your life, go to your spiritual master and ask him, what do you think is my mission in life? But then when he says something, don't think it's an illusion. So we want to hear now the second interesting shloka here. And please listen to this shloka. It's a very, very remarkable purport. And I think all of us will greatly enjoy it, hearing it. Tahan siddhi kore. That's a nice melody. Tahan siddhi kore hena angye nadikiya. Amara dushkara kama toma haite haye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, you can perform a task that even I cannot do. He speaks to Lord Nityananda. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Gaudadesh who can fulfill my mission there. Purport. Lord Chaitanya's mission is... What is Lord Chaitanya's mission? Please, Prabhu. What do you think is Lord Chaitanya's mission? Dirk. Spread the holy name all over the world. You're fast. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 100% of the population has fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. You remember, Sanatan and Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were actually the sons of a very high class Brahmin. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was an intellectual, like a professor, you could say. So these were the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis were situated in government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati was a leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amara dushkara karma, toma hoiti haya. Jagai and Madhai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When they injured, perhaps, Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gauranitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagai and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them, but Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nitai. Similarly, if one is true to Gaura Nitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. Have you heard this? If one is true to Gaura Nitai's service in the disciplic succession, one can even do better than Lord Nityananda. Now, don't become puffed up if you manage to find a very fallen soul and elevate and see how he is elevated in Krishna consciousness. And it's not your own power. It is Nimai's mercy or Nitai's mercy, Gaura-Nitai's mercy. First of all, it's Gaura-Nitai's mercy that you are in Krishna consciousness. Second of all, you have eaten so much of the prasadam, otherwise you would be dead by now. And the third is we are only allowed to continue our service by the mercy of our deity Sri Sri Gaura-Nitai. So he can even excel Lord Nityananda. This is a process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the results of his activities. This is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Arararanam sarvesham Vishnu arararanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samachanam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu, that is, the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take credit. Therefore, he asked him to fight and win fame. This is very glorious. Tasmat vamutishta yasho labhasva vitva shatrun bungshva rajan samriddham majai vaite nihata puvameva nimitta matram bhavasa vyasachin. Therefore, get up and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies, you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savya Sachin, can be but an instrument in the fight. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji or Vajrangaji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, also serves as another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharatavarsh. When Lord Ramachandra shows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance, and even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. So here in our Heidelberg temple, we have a very high goal Do we know what we want? We want a big castle. We want many nice young devotees to come to this wonderful Krishna consciousness movement and to join the Sankirtan army. Actually, that's the first wish we have. First priority, there's even a prayer to this effect. So I feel all the devotees within have a mission here, right here. We want to qualify that our Heidelberg temple becomes a very nice, inspiring operation. We want Panchatattva to appear in our lives. That's a mission, and it requires everyone here to serve with full attention, not forgetting this point. To attract young many young devotees, we will have to look like an ideal community, spiritual community. For instance, the constant we must learn to put our brahmachari room in order. Vishwadev has made a little experiment. He has taken care that one of the brahmachari rooms is put in order, and then I think it takes about 4 hours or 5 hours. Then it looks again as if an atom bomb exploded there. 4 hours or? Depending. Sometimes 5 hours. That means he has a lot of tamagun in the temple. Because tamagun always disturbs order. That is, we can make this experiment. We could do it. It's very interesting, actually, to make experiments. It sweetens the life. Salutes the flame. Oh, when I say this, I just remember my room. It always looks like an atom bomb when I'm working there. So I also have to improve this. We have to can also show more enthusiasm in our service, and we can start with a Sunday feast. Every devotee can come who can speak the philosophy and nice in an appealing way. Maybe there are devotees who still are learning to speak it in an appealing way, so they should maybe not do this, but the others who are a little mature can go and preach to the people who come, make it a very nice place. Just if you meditate, how you can make this Heidelberg temple the kingdom of God. I mean, it's already the kingdom of God, but how you can manifest this more, the spirit in the temple, a spirit of nice, selfless service that you can try to absorb yourself in, do your tasks in more Krishna consciousness than you already do them. I mean, the Heidelberg devotees are very good devotees. It's just, we are just speaking how to be connected more with the mission. And when people come, like bhaktas come, if everyone is aware, or we want to make it so nice the stay for the bhakta that he will like to come back as soon as possible and stay with us, if we become a little bit more conscious about this, then we have a mission in our lives, and we will feel immediately how we are connected with Krishna and able to look through the let us say, through the many illusions which we as souls who are still conditioned by somewhat by material nature, we will see how we as these souls will be able to look through these illusions to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, who is ever inviting us to the blissful execution of Krishna consciousness. So Hare Krishna, I think these two purports are so nice that they deserve all of your private interest. You can read them again if you so desire, because there is a important point is raised there, the point of the mission, which is more important than anything. And it was even said that someone who accepts such a mission can be empowered to such a degree that he even excels, übertrifft Lord Nityananda in the service. I mean, we should not think I'm going to do more service than Lord Nityananda. As soon as we think this, that's obviously the wrong attitude or wrong understanding, because if you do something nice, it will be by the grace of Lord Nityananda. See, it's not really Hanumanji who built the bridge. If Lord Ramachandra would not have entered the stones would not be able to have floated, isn't it? So the credit really goes to Lord Ramachandra. But it also goes to Hanuman. So let us finish here the text which we read from Vaimajyalila chapter 16, text 64 and 65. Do you have any questions regarding these points, Prabhu? Breathless silence is answering. Atemloses Schweigen antwortet. Gaura Chandra. One thing, the devotees were different. There is a difference in one aspect. I mean, the devotees, I will give a surprising answer. I personally always desire to give unexpected answers so that you listen again and give me your patient ear. Obviously it is because Prabhupada is Prabhupada. That's, you can see there is one, as disciples at least, we see that there is one, there are many qualities of Srila Prabhupada, and one quality is that his words actually carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead with him. It's so wonderful. I was talking in Vrindavan to a few Babaji's. I was preaching, I'm preaching to everyone. And I told them, don't you please see this point. When Prabhupada began to speak, people actually changed their lives. They actually changed their lives. Because even now, the standard which we have in our movement is a standard which you cannot find in any other spiritual movement, even in India. In the Gaudiya Math, they only chant 4 rounds a day. And yeah, you are, see that you are a little amazed, verwundert. But they don't chant more than 4 rounds, except for those who are very advanced. There are also very, very advanced devotees there. Some of them chant 64 rounds and are busy throughout the day and the night. They all, it's not that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's movement, the Gaudiya Math, is totally impotent. They are, but they are very rare. These great souls. The ordinary devotee chants 4 rounds a day. Sometimes devotees become shocked when they hear. I also was totally shocked. Jai Pataka Maharaj told me. He said he made an investigation all over Bengal to find this out because he was personally interested. So I said to the, we had this discussion, a very friendly, lively discussion, and we said, well, you know, this is our, do you see Prabhupada has this quality that reading his books, there is a spark which comes over. You might have also noticed this when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, provided you can concentrate your restless mind. Sometimes one reads and one only reads because more or less one has this forsatz, one has this goal to read every day, and but the mind is already too much occupied with other thoughts of things to do and so on, that one cannot really concentrate. But if you're there, you will all of a sudden feel in the heart some pleasure, isn't it? Some inspiration. You will see how your restless mind becomes calm, and how you become happy in Krishna consciousness and zuversichtlich, that even you will make it and become a devotee, isn't it? One feels this. Even I, who am so disqualified, can come to Krishna consciousness. One feels like at home, so to say. So if Prabhupada's writing has such an effect, can you imagine how much his presence had this effect? Just to know Prabhupada is somewhere on the planet giving darshan, and Prabhupada is there, I can write him a letter and get an answer from him. Just this feeling kept us so inspired. We felt so happy. And as disciples of him, we want to cultivate this. We think Prabhupada is still with us. And therefore, we know in theory, if I only can keep my connection to Prabhupada, I will be always inspired and happy in Krishna consciousness. And this is one knows this. So this is one reason is Prabhupada's presence on the planet was highly encouraging us. Now, of course, sometimes devotees go in a nostalgia. They say, oh, we were so inspired when Prabhupada is there. That is definitely true, but again, devotees also blooped. Many devotees blooped. The most of them blooped actually after Prabhupada left, immediately after Prabhupada left. So it's not that everyone could come to this level of being inspired and remaining inspired. But one thing which I see, and this remark is very important for all of you who are direct preachers, people nowadays think different than we thought. We thought, my generation, you know, the old men who are 40 now, they never thought about the future. We didn't know this, thinking about the future. We thought, well, we acted more out of spontaneous attraction. You could preach to someone and the next day he would be in the temple. And he would stay in the temple. Because he didn't think, my future, am I secure? Do I have enough money to buy me a car in the future or an insurance and so on? But the other generation, your generation, how old is your body? 34. You're also an old man. 34. Let us say the now generation, the people who are now 25 or so, they think differently. They grow up in a society which has so much Zukunftsangst. Zukunftsangst means they are afraid of the future. Oh, what if a war comes? What if the mark inflates? What if I don't get money any longer? What if my girlfriend kicks me on the behind, you know? And they are so insecure about life. So therefore it takes longer to bring someone who is good to a temple. It takes much longer. That's why we have so much faith in this cultivating people while they live outside of the temple. That's a very important point that our devotees have to know. Usually, you know, only a great soul like Bhakta Dirk makes it. Bhakta Dirk, I think you saw the devotees in Nuremberg and then you just jumped in the car and said, goodbye Nuremberg, and you are still with us by Krishna's mercy. And I think you want to stay with us, isn't it? Yeah, no problem here. So that's a very rare case. In our times, everyone was like this. They just jumped into the bus or went somewhere, you know. And this is how they we all joined like this because we were not afraid of the future. But we should not come on the mental platform and think, oh, Prabhupada's times, they were so nice, now we are in heavy times, no one understands me, everything is dark. No, we have to learn the secret of becoming connected with Krishna that we also had to learn then. And then, no problem. Please read these two verses which we have forgot already, where were them? Madhya Lila 16? Was it 16? 64 and 65. Read them. In Deutsch, in English, in Lateinisch, Spanish, every language. Maybe you understand it from one language. So good. Dirk. Jetzt mit dem Bus, ne? Ja. Well, if there are special times, why don't you go to the deities, explain to them, I have to do this now. And you sometimes have to concentrate. It's soon over. You have to fix yourself on that period of the service and know it's soon over. I have the same circumstance. When I come to Heidelberg, I have so much paperwork to do and it's difficult for me because I feel more like a preacher to just concentrate on the paperwork and put the things in order. So difficult. It takes more time than it should actually. So I'm also always a little distressed with this kind of situation. But I know that soon I will go out again and preach and then I'm back in my element and then no problem. So just think like this. The devotee has to always have a vision. When you are working up till 12 o'clock in the bus to find where the water is leaking, you know, and just you cannot find it and you are tired and you want to sleep and you, then you just take shelter in the understanding, I have to do this now to get the program running, but I'm doing it for the program. Don't lose the vision. I'm doing it so that we are out on the street and that no problem is there with the bus. And we can preach uninhibitedly. And this is a simple trick of psychology. Every psychologe wird dir diesen Trick sagen. And in Krishna consciousness we can also benefit from it. It is a trick how to make your mind your friend. When you go through difficult times, just think it's only for a short time, have to do this. Afterwards I'm going to do this. Oh, Krishna. Gut, ja, Gurgopal, wir haben jetzt 20 vor. Ist das auch so auf dieser Ebene oder ist das ein bisschen philosophischer, deine Frage? Okay. Letzte Frage, last question by Gurgopal. A very interesting question it will be. Yes?
When you hear
Yeah.
But then we step out of the temple, we send it back and put it in the start, and then it's all over.
It's all over now, yes. When the tomato is in the mouth. Well, we need to hear repeatedly, therefore. I want to give you an example. There was a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur who had a very dangerous Durchfall, diarrhea. Whatever he would put in the mouth, within minutes, he had to visit the private place. Now, if this happens for 2 weeks, it's all right. But if it happens for half a year, you come into dangerous situations. Doctors tried to cure him. It was not possible. So they gave up on him. Die haben ihn einfach aufgegeben. So there was one doctor who heard of the case and looked at him and said, you have to eat preparations which are made with ghee. There's a lot of ghee. They have to swim in ghee. Now, every one of you who ever had this physical problem knows that the worst thing to take is ghee. You only need to smell ghee and then you have to run, you know. It's so heavy. So, but because everyone had given up on the life, jeder hatte ihn schon aufgegeben, therefore they thought, well, we tried everything, so we might as well try this unusual medicine. And they did it after some, I mean, you had to still, I don't know how to explain, the problem continued, but after some time the doctor said, now we can give him this medicine. So this is what happens if you hear over and over and over again. So the doctor was asked, what is your secret? Because after some time he managed to cure the patient. He said, I gave the ghee because by always getting ghee in the stomach and in the intestines, I knew eventually something would stick. Etwas bleibt da kleben. And then when the stomach and the intestines were oiled by the ghee, then I could give the new medicine. But as long as everything remained so raw, solange das alles so wund blieb, the medicine wouldn't be able to take any effect. So this is the same thing in Krishna consciousness. You hear and you forget. Just like the person who has this medical problem. Something goes in and immediately it is out. This is our problem in the beginning of Krishna consciousness. We hear things which inspire us, but we forget them. That's natural because we are just so young in spiritual life. Such young children. We were so sick before we came. But by repeated hearing, something will stick. And when this something, little something sticks after some time, then you can make more progress. So don't become discouraged, nicht entmutigt werden, if you find yourself always forgetting. Continue hearing and hearing and hearing patiently until you will find out that something sticks. And then the first step for in the direction of smaranam, that means constant remembrance of the philosophy in Krishna, the first step has been made at that time. Just like the patient. Obviously, he must have been frustrated taking this food and finding out that he was losing everything in the same day. He must have felt very frustrated. But after some time, something stuck. So it bleibt irgendwann mal was kleben und dann auch wenn du zwei Tomaten im Mund hast. Gut. And the more you actually, the more will stick if you develop this utkanta, this intense longing that your situation changes in life and that you become fully Krishna conscious by this desire, nor will stick. Good. So let us finish here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premananda Hari Hari Bo. Oh, Krishna, Krishna.
Thank you.